Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Stoppage Time by the MLS UK show. My name's Henry Hewitt and as always, joining me is...
Elliot Holman. I will do less coughing on this episode, I promise.
Oh, mate, I was going to ask you, how are you feeling? Because on episode 3, if anyone's not heard it or watched it yet, Elliot's not... he's not feeling too good. He's not the Jedi C word, as we said, but you weren't feeling too clever. So how are you feeling now?
I have less of a cough. Less of a sore throat. I'm still deaf in this ear, though. I don't know what's going on there.
Well, next week, we are putting out episode 1 of the new season of the official MLS UK show, the bumper episode. So hopefully you can be all right for that, because which ear is it again? Is it left or right?
It's my right.
Oh, right. Well, that's where I stand. So I might have to shout on the episode.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Let's talk more about Orlando.
No, anything but that. And did you watch this? We're recording this on the Monday, Valentine's Day, actually. I've left Poppy downstairs on Valentine's Day to record this. But did you watch the Super Bowl last night? I guess you're up early, aren't you, doing breakfast radio?
Yeah, it barely finished before I got up. So I didn't watch it. However, I've caught up with the important bit, the halftime show.
Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Have you seen that meme that's going around? And it's I didn't realise, but this is true, that years of having Paul McCartney and The Who and stuff, and you're thinking, oh, this is the generation before me. And now you're going, finally, this is our generation. But then you're like, no, this means we're really old people now.
Yeah, and I've been walking around all day, just like emptying the dishwasher, getting things out of the fridge, and I'm just like, la-di-da-di-da, it's the one and all. Yeah, not quite as gangster as I thought.
No, I managed to catch a US stream of it. It was on NBC. And the adverts, and I've watched the Super Bowl on US streams before, and I know all about the adverts and, you know, everything that goes around them and how excited people are. But literally, some companies will have an advert. There'll be a celebrity on screen. You won't know until 25, 30 seconds into it what they're actually selling. Dolly Parton was talking to the screen and then just took a phone out of the top and went, T-Mobile. It's like, I would never have guessed you were selling T-Mobile.
Because last year she did the Squarespace advert and it was like working 9 to 5. And all of a sudden at the end, it was like Squarespace. And you're just like, what? What's going on?
My favorite one I've seen, they had Dr. Evil of Austin Powers selling cars and, you know, electric cars. So that was random, but I liked it.
Best advert I've ever seen is the Soccer 90 advert on the MLS UK show. Enter MLS UK at the checkout and get 20% discount.
See, always a pro. He may still be ill, but he's always a pro. Check out Soccer 90. But we're not here to talk about adverts. Well, we're here to talk about Soccer 90, but not adverts in general. We are here to talk about the latest news in MLS as we head ever closer to the start of the season. It's next week now. We're so excited. Number one this week on what we're talking about is Tati Castellanos. And I've got to admit, if you'd have said when MLS Cup was, when New York City won, come the 14th of February, we'd still be talking about Tati Castellanos in MLS. I would not have believed you. But he's still here for now. River Plate have put a bid in, $10 million, and it's been rejected. Where we kind of were planning, as MLS people, I guess, people who talk about MLS, we were planning for life without Castellanos. So are you surprised to see that he's still here?
I am surprised. I think one thing that is maybe a blessing in disguise for NYCFC is that season before 2021. So in 2020, of course, only got 6 goals in that MLS season. So no one was talking about him going into 2021 the way that we are now. So I guess, yeah, they, you know, River Plate are interested. I'm sure there's plenty of other teams that are interested as well. But is he the complete finished article, proven finished article with consistency, which is key, that a bigger team than NYCFC is going to be looking at? I don't know if he is, because I think there's potential temperament issues. I really hope he starts this season well, picks up where he left off, because it's amazing to watch when you've got a striker in that much form. But I think there may have been reasons why clubs weren't prepared to go up and over what NYCFC would have been requesting.
Yeah, because Manchester City, Pep Guardiola said that he feels that Castellanos is ready for Europe and he's going to be a top, top player. All the bids we're hearing that have come in from him have all come from South American clubs, which is still a very good level of soccer, but it's not European football. So do you think his temperament is putting a few possible suitors in, say, the Premier League off?
I don't know if it's his temperament entirely. I think he's got that flair. It can be used positively, of course. So I don't want to say that you can't write him off just because of his temperament. Sometimes you need someone to go out there and have a bit of bite and go and fight and press and work hard and take a yellow every now and again. So the modern game needs that. I just think this is the season for him to prove that that wasn't a flash in the pan, because 2020 wasn't a great season for him.
Yeah, I think, you know, he had an excellent season in 2021. New York City FC, he contributed so much to them winning MLS Cup. But you're right, you know, it can be a flash in the pan. If he comes back this season and scores 6 goals and New York City FC don't even make the playoffs, then no one's looking at him at all. So I would say give him until the summer. Let's see how he does. If he smashes it still in MLS, then yeah, you've got to expect that he isn't going to be here for much longer. New York City FC fans, I'm sure, would have let him go with their blessing. They've won MLS Cup. They've achieved what they wanted to do. However, still having him here for game one next week, they won't mind that, will they? They'd be excited that he's still here and excited to see if they can defend the title, which, as we've said on the podcast plenty of times, it's not easy to do.
No, absolutely. They are MLS champions. It's largely down to that man, Tati Castellanos, and they will be buzzing that he's available in that 11 for those games. And of course, playing in the Champions League as well.
Yeah, which starts this week. We're excited for that. And as we always say on the MLS UK show, good luck to all the MLS teams, because it's about time that we had a winner from Major League Soccer. It's not happened before. It's ridiculous that it hasn't. We've been so close so many times. Looking at the teams that are in it, I mean, are you going for NYCFC as our one big hope this year, or is there a team that could surprise us?
I think they're the team that all eyes are on, personally. I think the average follower of MLS who maybe hasn't watched NYCFC week in, week out is going to go, well, they won MLS Cup. They're going to be our biggest hope. Holding on to Castellanos is huge in that aspect. So what we've just been talking about, the fact that he's going to be available, means that they have a massive, massive chance to finally get MLS that silverware in the Champions League.
Fingers crossed. Right, number two this week on Stoppage Time, the story we're talking about is Ramiro Monteiro, who has signed for San Jose from Philadelphia Union. $450,000 in GAM and an international roster spot. He's going to be a DP for San Jose. Looking at some of his stats, 75 regular season appearances for Philadelphia, 9 goals, 21 assists, which is incredible, really. That's just under 1 every 3 games. We've talked about Philadelphia. Obviously, they've had a few players that have left this close season. But San Jose, you look at some of the players they've got. They've also signed up Cade Cowell to a new contract this week. Could this be the year that they start challenging?
First of all, the Cade Cowell thing, massive. We've seen all the talent leaving. We covered it in the last couple of episodes of this. That is that is really, really key that they keep on to Cade, keep hold of Cade Cowell. But you know, speaking about Philly, first of all, letting Montero go, I think is interesting. He didn't play as much. You talk about the assists, but he still didn't play. He wasn't a regular in that side. So 22 appearances in MLS last season. Now, he chipped in with a couple of goals. You touched on the assists. Obviously, that is the reason that he was so popular at Philly. And I just think it's a good move for all parties. A good player who's proven to be very good when given limited opportunities at Philadelphia is now going to go in, be a DP. I think that's big. I think the DP tag is big for a player like him. But it's San Jose moving in the right direction. I think everybody's got something out of this, and I think it works for all parties.
Yeah, well, you look at, they've also signed Jan Gregus as well, who performed well for Minnesota. And, you know, I think obviously he's, you know, they've already got the likes of Espinoza. So they have got the players there. He just hasn't worked. And it is in a similar way to, you look at some other teams this year that we've covered, that have signed, like Chicago, have signed two players. Suddenly you're thinking, well, they'd be a disappointment if they don't get in the playoffs. So it is these small pieces for these sides that were on the periphery of the playoffs that just pushes them over the line. Back to Philadelphia, I mean, we can look at the players they've lost, but if you look at the young players in particular that are still there, you've got Paxton Aronson, Jack McGlynn, Quinn Sullivan. These are guys, as what has been proven in MLS recently, these young guys can come in and really change Philadelphia. And is this Jim Curtin yet another new setup he's got, yet another new side that he's building?
Yeah, FC Dallas and Philadelphia Union, I think, have really got it sorted in terms of the system, bringing the youth through. This is where MLS Next is going to be really crucial for the other teams. I know full well that 90% of MLS teams are looking at Philadelphia Union, looking at the way they generate talent, the way they bring that talent through and introduce it into the first team and move it on. I think they're all looking at that with envy. So MLS Next is going to be really crucial for teams that are trying to emulate that success. And I look at teams like Philadelphia Union, and they have to be a real force, same as FC Dallas, when it comes to the MLS Next standings.
Well, as if by magic, as if we planned it, number three this week, we're talking FC Dallas. Ryan Hollingshead, a legend at DC. He's been there for years, but he's not there, he's not there anymore. LAFC have picked him up. They've traded him. 30 years old, Hollingshead. You forget how old he is. 193 appearances for Dallas. So no, Marco Farfan's going in the other way to Dallas. But, you know, if you were a Dallas fan, as well as, you know, be doing bringing in these new players, and they've got brought in one or two decent players in the close season, you must be a little sad that he's moving on.
Yeah, just to pick up on what you said, I don't know if he scored an own goal at some point, but he's not a DC legend, he's an FCD legend. because I know people will comment. But yeah, this is an interesting move for me, because I think you have a player there that's only ever played for FC Dallas. And so it's really important that he now goes and makes an impression at his new club. Farfan obviously was with Timbers, and then LAFC is now going to FC Dallas as part of the swap. I like a player for player swap. I really do, because I think it gives us an opportunity to see what the teams, how the teams value their players. But like you say, an FC Dallas legend, but hasn't racked up the appearances that he could have done. It sounds a lot, but he hasn't actually been a regular. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this change benefits him. Hopefully it will be for the better for both him and LAFC.
Yeah, well, we talk about it every week, and here's the mention, it's the MLS experience LAFC have needed. You know, we've said that, we've argued that since Zimmerman left, this is what LAFC have needed. They've brought in one or two players in the close season that is that have the MLS experience. This is potentially a new way that LAFC are looking at it. And you've got to say, starting this season compared to what they ended last season with, I think they have improved.
Yeah, but it happens every year, doesn't it? That every team improves. You know, even Cincinnati improved their roster. You've got to make that work, and you have to also try and make that work while everyone else is making theirs work. So I think we always get caught in this trap of, oh, look, I like the look of that roster. Or they've made some good signings. Ultimately, teams can only really be as strong as one another. That's the way that the league is structured. So apart from that time when you looked at the LAFC roster 3 or 4 years ago and you were like, how have you got all those players on a roster and you're not over budget? Same with Seattle at the minute. Other than that, I think, yeah, everyone's making good trades, but it's costing them. They're losing players as well. They're losing international spots, or they're losing DP slots, or they're losing TAM or GAM. So yeah, there's headline moves, and Castellanos staying big. These moves for LAFC and Portland and FC Dallas are big. San Jose retaining Cade Cowell, but it's costing them. And so ultimately, you could look at any team now and say, I could make a case for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the beauty of MLS, isn't it? That we can look at any team, and already we will do. We'll look at the odds and the stats and who people are predicting. But 9 times out of 10, these people are wrong, because it changes, and teams will start badly, like Seattle, and always end well. Or teams will start really well and drop off, like LA Galaxy tend to do. So we've got all this to come with all the trades as well. We'll go into more detail about the squads and the trades and how teams are looking going into the season on episode 1 of series 5 of MLS UK Show, which will come out next week. So we're so excited about that. But number 4 and final this week that we're talking about is a new story we thought that MLS had kind of got rid of this granddad tag, this retirement league tag. Yeah, Gianluigi Buffon has said, how old is he? Is he 44 now? I think he's past 40, definitely.
Buffon's 44, yeah.
Yeah, he's saying that he would seriously consider a move to MLS. I know that any Revs UK, obviously New England Revolution's UK correspondent, if you will, was trying to persuade any Revs to take a punt on him to replace Matt Turner. But 44, I mean, he's doing it in Serie A. He could do a job, could he? A nice little retirement somewhere warm, maybe?
I mean, I don't think he needs the money. Over 500 appearances for Juve, and he still went, yeah, I want to keep playing. And so, obviously, he's at Parma now. It's whether they're going to retain him, and whether, if they don't, he's like, oh, I'm not done yet. I mean, realistically, can a 45-year-old be playing in MLS? 5 years ago, absolutely. I'm intrigued. I'm really intrigued. If Ronaldo ends up in MLS, this is going to be the same, you know, the same situation. He is a freak of nature, though, and age is absolutely a number to him. Messi, best player in the world for me personally, but I think age has affected him more. I watched PSG on Friday night, and he's very much strolling around the pitch, still pulling the strings, but he's strolling. There's no sprinting going on. But is age just a number, especially when you're a goalkeeper? Get him in MLS. Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is what we could see in the next few years. Like you said there, you're a Messi man. I'm a Ronaldo man. I'd love to see him in MLS. And let's face it, some of his performances for Man United this year have indicated that he possibly is about to leave and go to MLS. But I mean, Messi and Ronaldo's one thing. Buffon has been one of the greatest goalkeepers ever. There's no doubt about it. But at 44 years old, we are trying to get rid of this tag, and you'll be signing a 44-year-old. Doesn't make sense. Let us know in the comments, would you think that Buffon could be on his way to MLS? Would you like him at your team? There is some incredible goalkeepers in MLS. We've seen that because a few of them have gone on to the Premier League. But do you think Buffon could be the next one? You can tweet us at MLS UK Show if you're on, obviously, Twitter. Same with Instagram, at MLS UK Show. Comment, share, tell us what you think. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and in the comments, what would you... would you like Buffon at your team? Would you like... Comment on everything we've spoke about today and tell us your predictions going into the new season. But that's it for episode 4. Elliot, the next time I see you, I'll be in that studio right there.
I'll have to tidy up. But no, I'm excited. I'm excited to get back. Season 5, episode 1 is going to be coming from the Soccer 90 studio. I'm excited to look ahead at the season. If there's anything you want us to cover, if there's anything you want us to talk about, then of course let us know and we will do our best.
Exactly. Right, that's it from us. Thanks for watching Stoppage Time. I'm going to leave Elliot Holman to say his goodbyes, and then I'll come back with what I normally say.
See ya.
No, that's my thing. See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.